Forever! Dog!
Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see.
Wow.
Oh, my. Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that
culture? Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Las culturistas.
Wow, decorum, decorum,
decorum. Decorum, decorum. You have to look at our costume change.
Decorum. Oh, yeah. We just did a little... I did a costume change against my will, I will say.
I said to Bowen, we have to do a costume change because I couldn't pick out an outfit.
There you go. How's everybody doing right now? Are we all doing okay?
Great. It's a longer story, but you guys don't care.
Yeah, we'll talk.
You guys feeling good? Wow, so we've had a crazy, crazy, crazy first half.
Yeah, give it up for everyone you saw in the first half of the night.
I'm going to say, I was particularly shook by Haley Hepworth's I Don't Think So, Honey.
Oh, my God. A group of men having fun. That's not a draw. That's a threat.
That's a threat.
Unbelievable.
Unreal. Are you guys ready to keep it going?
We're going to keep it going.
All right. So this first group, they are called Germanata. Which is the last name of Stephanie Germanata, a.k.a. Lady Gaga. Wait, hold on. Before we start, who's seen the Star Is Born trailer?
Yeah, can we
talk about it? It looks good!
It looks good.
You don't think so, honey? Security, remove that man! Remove that stupid man!
Stop. It has the potential to be a little schmacky for
Get
Gaga.
Get the fuck out of here. I don't think so, honey, people who are not rooting for Lady Gaga and A Star Is Born.
Oh, honey.
That woman is fucking shaking on her bed in pain trying to give you entertainment. You root for her.
This is someone who fucking left her out to die during the art pop era.
No,
so
I did
don't
not.
Even take his word.
No, I did not.
Yes,
I had
did.
My arms raised in a V formation
oh
during Venus like
no.
every other gay no. in the world. I never left
no,
Lady Gaga
out to
drag.
You are an opportunistic
You
monster,
better shut the fuck up.
And
I'll walk off.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
You are a sensationalist.
We'll
out to get headlines.
Later.
You are out to get headlines tonight.
Wow.
Anyway, everyone welcome Megan
group.
Gailey.
Megan Gailey! And next up, we have Blair Saki! Blair!
Yes, Blair! Give it up for Kara Klank!
Yes. And now give it... Oh, yes! The Warp and Alice Wetterland!
Yes, Alice!
Take
your space, mama! And of course, Veronica Osorio! In costume, honey!
This was not planned.
A little cat.
Little kitten.
All right, Megan Gailey to the mic. Fresh
take
from our
day.
Clusterfest show where she slayed. Here we go. Megan Gailey, are we going to do a pre-selected topic or are we going to do the troll bowl?
I'm going to do pre-selected.
Okay.
This is Megan Gailey's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. My boyfriend's boss. And I don't give a fuck what happens after this. Record it, send it to him. He's a piece of shit, okay? You are 27 and blonde. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Do you know how many dinners you've ruined for me because you had something urgent? It's social media. It doesn't matter.
30 seconds.
Oh, boy, I got too heated. I have had to eat so many grilled salmons alone because of you. People at my parents' Christmas Eve party thought my boyfriend was made up because he was in a different room emailing you, and I kept saying, no, he's Filipino. And they said, no, this is Indiana. That's not acceptable. I said, I don't know where he is. So fuck you. You're not a hard
Five
worker.
Seconds.
You have a trust fund, and you're from Beverly Hills, and you're a piece of shit, and you used to be an agent's assistant, and you couldn't hack it, you motherfucker.
Ah, that's what! Oh,
that's 1 minute.
Megan Gailey.
Wow. Your boyfriend is fired.
Boyfriend's
he
boss.
He is fired tonight, honey.
Please welcome Blair Saki.
Oh, my God. Yes, Blair.
Hi, Blair.
Yes. Oh, my God, Blair. I miss the fuck out of you.
I miss you so much.
I miss you so much.
I miss you so fucking much.
I miss you so fucking
Blair,
much.
Blair, are we doing pre-selected or trouble?
Pre-selected, bitch.
This is Blair Saki's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Triscuits, bitch. Okay? If I wanted a mouthful of hay, I would go to a fucking stable. Okay? If you want to taste the same thing as a Triscuit, you can just empty a fucking paper shredder into your mouth. If I wanted to eat a Triscuit, I would mutilate the inside of my mouth with flavorless debris. I would go blow a tumbleweed. Wow. That shit is drier than my grandma's pussy, and today is her 92nd birthday. Woo!
Happy
if
birthday.
I was on a raft dying of hunger and thirst, and the only thing to eat was a Triscuit, I would not be able to eat it because I would die immediately of dehydration. Triscuits are the Taylor Swift of crackers. Oh! I don't think so, honey. Triscuits!
And that's what made it!
Fuck you, Triscuits!
Fuck you, Triscuits!
We would rather die!
And please welcome to the stage, Kara Clay!
Kara!
Oh, thank you! Thank you so much!
Kara, where did you get that fan?
DragCon!
Yes! Feed the queens! Feed the queens!
God. All
right, so Kara, are we doing a pre-selected topic or a troll bowl?
You guys,
topic?
I'm hungry for that troll bowl, but I'm gonna do a pre-select.
I
there
get it.
Go.
I understand.
It's my first time. I feel like I have something to prove.
Okay, Kara Clank, your I Don't Think So Honey time starts right now.
I Don't Think So Honey, San Diego.
Oh!
No, 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 no! How about Sandy Don't Go? Okay? San Diego is a city that think it's amazing when it's so fucking boring. It's the Rita Ora of cities.
Oh!
Okay? I'm just telling you, you guys. Yesterday on fucking Instagram, I saw somebody post about going to the Canadian Emmys, and I was like, what a perfect fucking
seconds.
Metaphor for this for fucking San Diego. The Canadian Emmys. Like, who could care? San Diego is single-handedly keeping the chain wallet industry afloat.
Ah, 15 seconds.
Okay, here's some people. Okay, you know who grew up in San Diego and had a wonderful time? Andrew Cunanan.
Ah, had a wonderful time.
Do you know
time.
Who lives in San Diego right now and
five,
loves
five.
It? Dinesh D'Souza. Do you know who came up in the San Diego music scene? Jason motherfucking Mraz.
And that's 1 minute.
Fish tacos are not enough, San Diego.
Yes, they're not
oh
enough.
Oh, my God.
Fish
God
tacos are
you.
Not enough. Fish tacos are an appetizer. Thank you, Kara. And now, Alice Wetterland.
Alice.
I love Alice.
Alice, what are we thinking?
I love you guys, too. I'm sorry. This is the most basic group, so I'm doing the basic pre-select.
No! Oh, my God.
You guys are a dynamic, are. Complex group.
Yeah, we are. Sure.
So you're doing a pre-selected topic.
Sure.
All right, so Alice Wetterland, your time will start right now.
I Don't Think So Honey, masterclass.com. Masterclass.com. Did you want to take an online course from such amazing minds as Professor fucking Deadmau5? Masterclass.com. That's right. It's a veritable who's who of future sexual predators who are just making a cash grab to pay off those black cube fees. I Don't Think So Honey. Did you want to learn how to take photos from Annie Leibovitz? You know, photos of non-A-list celebrities.
30 seconds.
Oh, you mean just fucking photos? Did you want to learn how to travel space by NASA's own Chris Hadfield? Oh, and you can use the forum to ask other students such questions as, has anybody made it to fucking space yet? I don't think so. But the piece de resistance is Judd fucking Apatow, teaching you the rule of threes, such as hire three actually talented people and pass off their improv as your own, honey.
5 seconds!
I was going to choose... And by the way, I was going to choose crashing, but everybody says not to because I was so hated that somebody was already going to choose it. Nobody wants to see you fuck Pete Holmes.
And that's 1 minute! No one's done crashing yet.
You have to respect someone who burns multiple bridges in 1 minute.
Oh, Alice Wetterland.
She burned multiple bridges in 1 minute. And now, Veronica Osorio is here! Meow!
Yes. Meow, bitch!
Meow, bitch!
Veronica, yes. What are we thinking?
I think I'm gonna do pre-select because I got angry.
Okay! Veronica, your I Don't Think So Honey time starts now!
Okay, I Don't Think So Honey sadness, bitch! Yeah, go fuck yourself. You're the least important of the emotions, yet you're creeping around like a fucking perv, bitch. Yeah, I don't know. yeah, okay, you think you're so important just because you're around and you feel you're felt by everyone. You know what? I also feel rage, and that's more useful. When I get rage, I fuck. When I get rage, I write. I do jokes, and I get sassy. When I'm sad, I'm useless, bitch. I was about to die after a motorcycle accident, and you didn't get me, bitch. I was angry. I was low. I was, like, depressed. I was sad. You fucking suck, sadness. You know what? Any other horniness that doesn't get, like, blue balls is better than you.
5 seconds.
Yeah, sadness. You're always, like, suiciding people. Fuck you, sadness.
That's one minute. Fuck you, sadness. You are always suiciding people.
Give it up for Veronica Soria, everybody.
And now give it up for this group, Germanata.
Megan Gailey.
Blair Saki.
Kara Clay.
Alice Wetterlund.
Veronica Soria.
I love that.
Love that.
And now we have a very special group, which was originally named Joel's LA Friends. But we've renamed it to be Palm Springs Fish.
Please welcome Brendan Scannell!
Chris Schleicher!
Oh my God, Patrick Rogers!
Louis Vertel!
And the man himself, Joel Kim Booster.
And Joel Kim Booster, that bitch who went and replaced us with these hotter gays.
Look at these severe...
How dare you, bitch!
Look at these severe queers!
How could you do this to us?
Oh my God.
Yeah, he'll be back.
Well, first up to the dais is Brendan Scannell.
Veteran
of the form. Hi, Brendan. What's going
to be? So what are you thinking about?
I'm going to do something that's on my heart, and it's pre-selected.
Okay,
this
good.
This is Brendan Scannell's.
This is his I Don't Think So, Honey, and his time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, not airing my television show, Heathers. Okay, many of you backstory don't know that there is a 10-episode completed season adaptation of Heathers starring me.
Woo! So sad.
Many of you also do not know that that season has been shelved because the Paramount Network doesn't want to show it because it's too controversial. Okay? You know what's controversial? Me telling my friends and family for the last 2 years that I was going to be on television, and now
seconds.
That's a lie.
Oh, 30 seconds.
Okay. You know what doesn't feel good? That I got abs for the show. Okay? Nobody asked me to, but I did anyway. Okay? Does Heather Duke need abs? No, actually, it was a bad form of storytelling. But I got him anyway. I don't think so, honey. Not airing a show. I cut people out of my lives because I thought I was going to be famous.
5 seconds.
Supportive boyfriends, get out of here. Lifelong friends, I've got cocaine. My grandmother sent me an email telling me to be less sinfully gay, and I refused for Heathers, and now you're not going to air it? I don't think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute. Air Heathers.
Wow.
It's a shame. That man got abs for that show. Air it.
And now, please welcome to the mic,
Chris Schleicher. Give it up, bitch.
Chris.
All right. So, Chris, are we doing a pre-select topic or the troll bowl?
I found a target who really deserves it, so I have to do a pre-select.
This person's got to hear it. The target is going to get served, and I don't think so, honey. And Chris Schleicher's I Don't Think So, Honey time begins now.
I don't think so, Princess Charlotte. Yeah. I'm about to go in on a 3-year-old, so buckle the fuck up. I'm sorry, you're a flop, you're boring, no one cares. If the royal family were the Bravo Network, you'd be the Real Housewives of fucking DC. Canceled! I'm sorry, your brother, Prince George, he's an icon, because he's what? Sickening. Everything he wears sells out. Meanwhile, your top Google hit is Princess Charlotte tantrum. Princess Charlotte crying. Your only viral moments are you falling down in public. I thought being a sloppy drug bitch was Princess Margaret's beat. Find a new thing, honey. I'm sorry, you're not cute, and that's okay, because when you're 40, you're going to be a handsome, toothy woman.
15 seconds.
Really obsessed with grooming her horses, and I'll be obsessed with you, because I'm gay. So be you, ug out with your mug out. Represent all of us with fat British faces, because you're going to be queen, because Prince George is going to die on Mykonos when he has too much G with his boyfriend, Jacob Tremblay. Find your look for the crowd.
That's what I mean.
Ug out with your mug out. I don't think so. Hi.
Oh, my God. Prince George and Jacob Tremblay!
With his boyfriend, Jacob Tremblay!
That's like a May December thing.
Oh my God, he's a future older. Teller. And oh now everyone, please welcome Patrick Rogers. Yes. Ooh.
Patrick.
Okay, so Patrick, are we doing a pre-selected topic or are we diving into the troll bowl?
I'm gonna do pre-select.
Okay.
I don't think so, honey. Gays who love Jennifer Garner.
Oh! Oh!
What? Why? Of all the actresses in the pantheon, you're picking Jennifer Garner to stand? Excuse me, is your favorite dessert meringue because you love flavored air? What the actual fuck, dude? Jennifer Garner hasn't been in a good film since 13 going on 30.
Wow. True.
She's further away from an EGOT
seconds.
Than Kira Sedgwick.
Ah!
Okay? All these Jennifer Garner gays keep telling me she seems so nice. Guess what? I don't want nice actresses.
No.
I want good actresses.
Yes, bitch.
I don't want Judi Dench to be nice to me.
No.
I want Judi Dench to dress up as Queen Victoria, spit in my mouth, and call me a faggot. That's what I want from my actresses. Okay? So please, find another B-side muse for yourself. May I suggest Mayor Winningham or Parker Posey?
And that's 1 minute!
You get to exhale now.
Yes.
Oh my God, Patrick Rogers.
It's actually rule of culture number 88. May I suggest Mayor Winningham? And everyone, please give it up for Louis Vertel.
Louis.
Hi. That wasn't takes. That was just journalism.
That was just journalism. He was reporting live. Okay, so Louis, are we doing the troll bowl or a pre-selected topic?
Oh, you know I love a stunt. We're going into that troll bowl.
Oh, yeah! He loves a stunt!
If there's anyone who can go into the troll bowl,
it's Louis. Okay, here we go. And oh, bitch.
Wow.
Okay, so Louis, your I don't think so, honey, troll bowl topic is Chelsea Clinton.
And your time starts now.
I don't fucking think so, honey, Chelsea Clinton. Oh, I love your soft-spoken Twitter replies. How thrilling. Oh, wait. You don't say? Somebody named Dinesh was sexist to your mom? I can't believe it. I hope you respond in 278 characters saying that you researched them and they seem nice and you hope they have a merry time today. That's extremely thrilling. Congratulations to you, Chelsea Clinton. You went to Stanford.
30 seconds.
I don't think so, honey. Chelsea Clinton, what you are good at is sitting in crowds and looking at your mom and making this face. I've already seen Bob's Big Boy. I don't need to look at that face.
Oh my God.
Have you ever considered that, Chelsea? I don't think so, Chelsea Clinton. You're named after a Joni Mitchell song, I'm Gonna Shoot Myself.
Ah! 5 seconds!
5 seconds!
5 seconds!
Not even a good one, bitch. It's from the second album, Clouds. It was the 60s. Joni came of age in 1971, you dumb fucking bitch.
And that's 1 minute!
Masterful. Give it up.
Wow.
Have some respect.
Wow, what a bitch.
What a
bitch. He came for Chelsea Clinton. My sister's name is Chelsea. She was named after Daryl Hannah's character in Legal Eagles.
Oh,
and that's real.
God.
My mom is dumb. All right, here we go. Joakim Booster. My sister.
My sister.
So Joey, nice to be up here sharing the stage with the men I replaced you with.
Fuck you, Joel. You will be back.
Wow.
All right, so Joel. Are you going to do a pre-selected topic or, I don't know, the troll bowl?
Well, I famously believe that the troll bowl is the purest form of an I don't think so, honey. But we were at dinner earlier.
We were at dinner.
We were.
And I really found something that might make me some enemies, but it's been weighing heavy on my heart, and I think I have to
do it.
Well,
from dinner to right now, here's Joakim Booster's I don't think so, honey. And this time will begin now.
I don't think so, honey, the Tonys trotting out the Parkland students to sing Seasons of Love.
Listen, I know what you're thinking. I am not attacking children who have been through trauma. But what I am attacking is an institution bringing out kids who have been through a horror show, and now they have to sing Rent? I don't think so, honey. Okay, if they're going to sing a song, give them a song that doesn't require a male solo. Don't think we didn't clock that you skipped over the male solo, Parkland students. Because they're high school students, they can't hit those notes yet. But you know there was a faggot at that school who said, I think I can actually do it. But he can't, and he shouldn't be asked to. They should have been given a song from Legally Blonde. Or... let them sing Little Women because they are astonishing, but they should not have been asked sing Rent because those people have paid their rent emotionally over
and
the year.
And that's 1 minute. Beautiful.
It's true.
Give it up
for Parkland kids should have sang Oh My God, Oh My God to you guys.
Give it up for Palm Springs Fish, Brendan Skinnell,
Chris Schleicher,
Patrick Rogers,
Louis Rattel,
Joel Kim Booster. Oh
wow.
My God.
How do you guys feel?
Yeah, wow.
This next group is called Everyball.
Please welcome to the stage, Kirby Howell Baptiste.
Give it up for Samantha Martin.
And give it up for Mo Welch.
Here comes Mano Agapion.
And finally, my sister, Oscar Montoya.
We are all from the House of Montoya.
House of Montoya,
we are
honey.
His daughters.
Wow.
We proudly are. I live.
There's some looks going on. Sam Martin.
There are looks happening.
My God.
And first to the mic is Kirby Howell Baptiste.
Kirby, the look. The look.
Hello. Run DMC realness.
Run DMC realness.
Run DMC is in the building. Okay, so are we doing a pre-selected topic or are we going to do the trouble?
We're doing a pre-selected because I got a little bee in my bonnet.
Okay. A bee is in her bonnet and she's going to release it now. Kirby, your I Don't Think So Honey time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, white liberal gentrifiers who complain about gentrification. I don't think so, honey. I don't think so, honey. You saying this area is getting so gentrified because a Starbucks moved in. Oh, you didn't think it was gentrified when a matcha bar moved in? Or when fucking Pop Physique moved in? Or when that motherfucking lobster roll place moved in?
30 seconds.
You didn't think that was gentrification? I don't think so, honey. I'm the only person of color at your wedding.
Ah!
I don't think so, honey, except maybe some of your weddings where there's an Asian woman married to a very boring white man who loves to talk about anime and that time he once went to Japan.
Five seconds.
So, honey. I don't think so, hunty. I don't think so, posting about Black Lives Matter but still trying to touch my hair. I do not fucking think so.
And that's 1 minute, Kirby. We stand for Kirby. And now we stand for Samantha Martin. Give the look. Give the look to someone else.
Give the look to your wife.
Of course, beautiful.
Samantha.
Hi.
Martin.
Hi there.
Hi.
So I turned 30 yesterday.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I had a little bit of a revelation, so I want to talk about it.
Okay.
All right.
This is Martin's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
Okay. I Don't Think So, Honey. The song Happy Birthday. Okay? Now, I could tell you why I hate this song, or I could show you and then tell you a little, okay? Everybody sing Happy Birthday.
Happy birthday.
You sound like shit! You sound very bad, and I'm sure all of you have taken like 4 voice lessons at least, and it's not your fault. You all had to pick a key out of thin air, okay? Now, the whole song sucks, but the worst part is when some straight white male sings that harmony. You know what I'm talking about. When it's like, you know, happy birthday, dear Sam. Happy birthday to you. You're like, congratulations, Steve. You found the third above the melody, okay?
Congratulations, Steve.
Now,
I
had more trouble being delighted by the coworkers that I have singing happy birthday at me yesterday than I did pretending to be delighted by the sweet kisses of my 7th grade boyfriend, Kenny, as a burgeoning lesbian, okay? I don't think so, Kenny!
Five, that's 1 minute!
And that's 1 minute!
Wow.
Wow.
Honestly, you all did sound like fucking shit when you started to sing.
You sounded
so
bad.
Fucking bad. You're all bad singers.
Fuck.
Samantha Martin, thank you. And now, coming to the stage is Mo Welch!
Mo! Standing out.
Oh, okay.
Mo.
So, Mo, what are we doing? Are we doing a pre-selected topic, or do you think we're going to do a troll bowl topic?
I never prepare troll bowl.
Whoa!
Yes.
She doesn't prepare. Okay, here we go. I have it right here.
Oh, when she's taking it.
Take it off.
Take it off.
Holy shit. This is a big one.
Am I the only straight one up here? Let's do this.
All right, Mo. Your I Don't Think So Honey troll bowl topic is Madonna.
Oh, my God.
And your
God!
Time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Madonna. What kind of name is that? We get it. You're a mom. Put it in the front of Donna. Okay, this guy. I don't think so, honey. You have a gap in your tooth the size of the Mississippi River, okay? No one liked that one, okay? I don't think so, Madonna. You know, Madonna doesn't wipe her ass. I read that in an article. She has tissue stuck up in her butthole every single day. This guy is shaking his head. No, you don't believe me. I read it in Hello Giggles. And I wrote the article. I don't think
15
so.
15 seconds.
Madonna, what does that bra do for you? It is two cones. I don't get it. It's from the 80s. I know nothing about you.
5 seconds.
I don't think so, Madonna. I love you.
And that's 1 minute.
Wow.
Mo Welch.
That was a tall order. And you attacked Madonna.
And she attacked Madonna with a Hello Giggles.
Oh, my God. Everyone, give it up. Coming to the stage, Mano Agapione.
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 That's not how you pronounce it.
You got it.
We got it?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Why not?
Love it.
Mano, what's it going to be?
So what do we think?
Pre-selected.
Okay. And Mano, your time will begin right now.
I don't think so, Princess Daisy. That's right. In case you're not a fucking nerd like me, that's the basic bitch sister of Princess Peach. Not only did she copy her style, she had any color to choose from, and she was like, I want my dress to be mustard yellow and safety cone orange. I don't think so, Daisy.
Safety cone orange.
And then she could pair it with a gem, and she said, you know what goes good with yellow and orange? Fucking turquoise! I don't think so, you bitch! And let's not even get started on that shake and go wig on the top of your head. Bitch, defy my style on the top of your head? You can't even get your own game. And when Bowser comes to town, he doesn't even want to kidnap you, baby.
5 seconds.
So take it, run that, and stop golfing, karting, and tennising. I don't think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute. Fuck you, Princess
Fuck
Daisy.
Fuck you, Daisy.
You are not the main event.
Why is
Fuck
she in Daisy. The new Smash Brothers?
She can't even get kidnapped.
Oh, my God. Oh, by the way, fun
Stupid
fact.
Stupid bitch.
They announced the new Super Smash Brothers today. The only new characters are Daisy and Ridley. Someone likes that British fucking actress.
Like 8 of you responded.
I know, I'm sorry. That was niche. That was esoteric.
And wait, hold on. This is our fabulous mother.
Mother darling.
Oscar Montoya! We love you, bitch.
Bitch.
We love you very much.
Hi. I'm very... Mama's proud.
Thank you.
Mama's okay, proud. Bitch. Mama's
so,
proud.
Oscar, I don't know. Are you going to do a troll bowl or a pre-selected topic?
I'm going to do a pre-selected topic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oscar Montoya, your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. The guy who gave me shit for me referencing Stacey Orrico at an improv show 2 days ago. Okay? Bow in her elegance. Gag in her gaggery, bitch. Okay? If I take the time to know who Ari Gold is, you better know Stacey Orrico.
Stacey!
She is an unsung legend, so y'all better read. If y'all here looking at me dumbfounded, do your homework, you hear me?
30
seconds. I don't
seconds.
Think so, honey. Not accepting the way that I talk. Not accepting my cultural references,
yes,
okay?
Bitch.
Sorry if my cultural backbone doesn't lie in the Atlanta Braves or Dan Marino or micro machines, okay? You will never be glamour. You will never be glamour, okay? If I talk to you and you nod your head every time I say 702, you are glamour. If you know who Double O Morgan is that sang the hit single Dance With Me, you are glamour. Let us be glamour!
And that's one minute!
It's actually rule of culture number 71. Let us be glamour.
Stacey Orrico, Christian.
Give it up for this group, Every Ball.
Every Ball, Kirby Howell-Baptiste.
Samantha Martin.
Mo Welch.
Mono Agapion.
And Oscar Montoya.
Yes.
Stacey Orrico, very religious.
She's very religious.
She's very religious.
But she can still give you a bop.
She can still bop. Oh my God.
You can give, be a religious and give a bop.
Intersectionality.
Yeah.
Guys, please welcome our next group.
You doctors know nothing.
Lang and Kingsley, everyone.
Siobhan Thompson.
Rhea Butcher.
Glenn Bouzin.
And finally, Brody Gupta.
Yes.
What a group, what a group.
I'm so happy to see you all.
Come on. First
to the mic is Langan Kingsley.
Langan.
It's a thrill to see you, Lang.
Langan.
A thrill to be here.
A thrill. Now, let's continue the thrill by asking the question, are you going to do a pre-selected topic or the trouble?
Bitch, I'm doing pre-selected.
Pre-selected! Langan Kingsley, your pre-selected I Don't Think So Honey time starts now.
Okay, I Don't Think So Honey, the new adaptation of Little Women on PBS. Thank you. First of all, a brunette, Lori, I know that's true to the book, but somewhere Christian Bale is rolling in his proverbial grave to yell at a lighting assistant. Second of all, a pretty Beth March. Nuh-uh. Even Claire Danes knew she had to contort her facial expressions to serve you Scarlet Fever.
Yeah.
Wow.
30 seconds.
Also, Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke's daughter as Joan. Nuh-uh. She has the hereditary bone structure that says I go to Brearley and have a fake ID that gets me into clubs on the Lower East Side on the weekend.
Ow! Oh, 15 seconds.
Not that I am a blue-stocking New England intellectual who writes pirate novels in her attic. Someone save Dumbledore 2, Samantha Morton, and Dame Judi Dench from this atrocity ASAP and give us the season 3 of Cranford we all deserve.
And that's 1 minute.
Give us the season 3 of Cranford we all deserve. Thank you, Lang.
Wow.
Everyone give it up for the royalty. Siobhan Thompson. Royalty is here. I said turn a look in the email I sent to everyone, and Siobhan was the only one who took the note. This is a look.
I love a note and I love homework.
Siobhan, what's it going to be, pre-selected or troll ball?
I am going to do a pre-selected I Don't Think So.
Oh, here we go. Siobhan Thompson, your I Don't Think So Honey time begins now.
I don't think so, the fucking royal family and any of you cunts who think they're good. They fucking suck. They are bad people. They represent everything that is bad in this world. And just because they had some light rebranding recently doesn't mean that they are not truly evil. They represent everything that is powerful in the white, straight, cis, hegemonic, yes, fucking bullshit.
Woo! 30 seconds.
Fuck those people. Do you know what they do? Thank you so much. Oh my God.
Wow, beautiful.
They have a castle filled with jewels that they stole. They stole those jewels. And you people pay money to see them. They already own the jewels. They don't need your money.
Five seconds.
Pay them as a country. Fuck them. They are feckless cunts. And I hope they all die.
And that's 1 minute.
Long live feckless cunts.
Oh, my God.
Yes. That is a giving queen.
Oh,
Siobhan
my God.
Siobhan Thompson, thank you. Everyone give it up for Rhea
Butcher. Rhea. Rhea. What's
what
it going to be?
Hi. Are you going to say that I did not bring a look? Because this look
is a fucking
pride bully.
Pride bully. Extravaganza.
No shame. No vodka promotions. Treat each other kindly. Let's go.
Oh my God.
Rhea Butcher. What are we thinking? The Troll Bowl?
I'm Troll Bowl. All the
We're
way.
Troll okay. Bad.
Your Troll Bowl topic, Rhea.
Yeah, bring
is
it on.
Jessica Chastain.
This is Rhea Butcher's I Don't Think So Honey. Their time starts now.
I don't think so, Jessica Chastain. I can't even say your fucking name. What kind of a name is Chastain? That sounds like some jewels in a palace kind of shit. What kind of a crazy white-ass ancestral line do you come from with those cheekbones and that red-ass hair, if it's even real? Chastain, I see what you're doing, trying to get your liberal white ass in with all the good people. Where have you been? Where are you playing Molly's game? Not in this town. I'll watch it on a plane. Sure, Chastain. That's all I got on Jessica Chastain.
Wait, okay, then here's one more.
Give me another
here we go.
One.
It is Barbara Streisand. 10 seconds.
Honey, I don't think so, Barbara Streisand. Somebody took a picture of your house on a beach. And you paid too much attention to it. And you brought attention to that picture of your beautiful house on a beach. And if you would have just walked on by Barbara Streisand, we wouldn't have invented the Barbara Streisand effect. Everybody bought that photo. They looked at that photo. You trolled yourself, Barbara Streisand.
And that's
I don't think so.
And you know what? I think she was doing it on purpose. I think Barbara wants the controversy.
The Streisand effect. Rhea Butcher, everybody. Rhea Butcher. Give it up for them.
And now it's fucking Glenn
Buzan.
I fucking love Glenn Buzan.
I love you guys so much.
Oh my God.
Everybody's been so good tonight.
Everybody's been. Oh what will it be?
Okay, I'm going to do a pre-select.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I hope I don't make any enemies.
Oh, yeah.
All right, okay. Glenn Buzan.
I
Your
don't think
time?
So when he starts now.
I don't think so, honey Hitler. Hey, newsflash Hitler, no one likes you, bitch. Fucking get out here. Oh, hey, bitch, grow a full mustache, okay?
Stupid bitch.
Sorry, I don't like to body shame, but honestly, you're not cute, bitch.
Stupid bitch.
And like, hey, Hitler, you're the Hitler of people, okay?
Stupid bitch.
We all make fun of you,
30 seconds.
Bitch. You know, like, if you were alive right now, oh my God, you'd be so embarrassed. Because everyone's like the worst thing, and they say, you, bitch.
Oh my God.
Like,
thing.
Honestly, like.
15 seconds.
No, bitch. No.
Yes, honey.
And your friends also are bad. All your friends are so
seconds.
Bad. I don't think, nine, honey.
Nine, honey, and that's 1 minute.
Glenn Buzan coming after Hitler.
And we got a little Volkswagen shade from Rhea. Yeah, Volkswagen sucks.
And finally,
sucks.
Everyone give it up for Brody Gupta.
Brody!
Thank
Brody.
You so much.
This look is really good.
I such a good
thank
look.
Thank you so much. Serving I planned it. This look.
Yes! A look can be.
Well, none of this look belongs to me.
Really?
How wow. I planned it.
Oh, okay. Wow. You crowdsourced it.
I crowdsourced it.
I love
amazing.
That.
Brody, what's
thank
it going
to so
be?
Thank you so much. So here's something real quick.
Talk to us.
So I've gained a little bit of confidence to okay. maybe do the Troll Bowl.
Okay. Maybe.
And I think that maybe I should do it, but also I didn't know who Terry Hatcher was. So
if you don't know who it is.
Listen, here's what we'll do. We'll pick one out. Okay. If you don't know who it is, we'll throw it back in. We'll pick okay. another one out. And if
listen.
You don't know who it is, fuck you.
Here's here's the thing. If I don't know who it is, I'll projectile vomit onto the first row.
I love
okay,
that.
That's
you okay. heard we that first that. Row, Mal?
Okay, first row, everyone has their ponchos on.
Yeah.
You're going to know who this is, Brody. Here we go. Your I Don't Think So Honey topic is
Emily Blunt.
Blunt.
And your time
starts now.
I do not think so, Emily Blunt. Are you who John Krasinski was looking into camera for this entire time? Do you think that you are the receptionist of a Scranton, Pennsylvania office? No, you are not. You have a British accent. You co-starred in a movie with Anne Hathaway.
Yes,
Pam Beasley has not done that, but we want John Krasinski to be happy with Pam Beasley, the
seconds.
Character, but the actor also, I don't know what's going on right now. Emily Blunt, congratulations on your role in Into the Woods.
Yes.
We all had a great time, but also we didn't really remember you, and you didn't really get a late night show as a result. Which means that maybe you didn't do Into the Woods right.
Five seconds.
Emily Blunt, if you're in the audience, I'll be friends with you.
And that's 1 minute. Brody Gupta,
a friendly hand to Emily Blunt.
You know what? I got a spot. Before we let the script go, I got to spot a trend. All the Trollbulls have ended with, I love you, Blaine. Truly redeeming.
And that's very positive. That's what we come here to do.
Give it up for These Doctors Know Nothing.
Langan Kingsley.
Siobhan Thompson.
Rhea Butcher.
Glenn Buzan.
And Brody Gupta.
Oh, good. Well,
are you
done,
guys
Daniel,
ready for the last group of the night? This
We're
group
ready.
Is called the Motherfuckers.
Give it up for Danielle Perez.
Danielle Perez is in the house.
She's coming.
We have Eliza Skinner.
Eliza. And we have Solomon
Giorgio. They are making their way up.
Oh, they are making an entrance, honey.
It's the final group, so there has to be a moment of suspense because the motherfuckers are coming to the stage.
It's the motherfuckers. And then we have Drew Dorogi. Okay, perfect.
Okay, everyone. Let's have up to the stage very first, Naomi Ekperigin.
Yes, Where and we Naomi have the whole group. Wait, one more time. Danielle Perez. Eliza Skinner.
Solomon Giorgio.
Drew Drogi.
And Naomi Ekperigin.
Yes. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Here we motherfucking go.
God.
Are we ready?
Are we now. Ready?
Miss Danielle Perez, to the mic, here we go!
She's turned to look!
Yes, I turned to look!
The look is turned!
Thank
now,
you.
Now, Danielle, I am excited to ask you, are we doing a pre-selected topic or the Trollbull? You look stunning!
Thank you!
Trollbull or pre-selected?
I famously like to look stunning, and I famously like to do pre-select!
Famously pre-select. Okay, so here we go.
Danielle Perez is I Don't Think So, Honey. Your time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey stares. Who are you for? People who have feet? People who wear shoes? I don't fuck with either, and I want access, honey!
Yes!
Okay? I'm not trying to huff and puff like I'm at some sad elliptical at 24-hour fitness. I just want to go to a Laughter Hours love party in downtown LA.
30 seconds.
Okay, stairs are dirty. Stairs are gross. Stairs are for poor people. The only thing that has steps is sobriety, and I don't think so, honey.
And 15 seconds.
15 seconds.
The only thing I want to be going up and down with any sort of exhaustion is a dick.
5 seconds.
All right, Anna Wintour doesn't do stairs, and neither the fuck do I do honey.
And that's 1 minute, Danielle Perez. Oh my God, Danielle. Fantastic.
Danielle Perez, you have some respect.
Have some respect.
Oh my God, everyone, welcome Eliza Skinner.
Eliza.
We are honored.
The look.
I would have stood for that, but it would have seemed like rude, I think. That was very good.
Oh, amazing. So good. Eliza, are we doing a pre-selected topic or the Trollbull?
I'd like to do a pre-selected topic.
Wonderful.
You may. Okay.
This is Eliza Skinner's I Don't Think So, Her Time Starts Now.
Late night shows on a Tuesday? I don't think so, honey! It's not a one day, it's not a 3 day, it's a Tuesday! You people don't have jobs? Are you vampires? What is happening? Oh, none of you have someone to go home and kiss? No one has anyone to fuck. You'll just stay up and not be lonely for hours! If you drink enough and watch other people scream, the loneliness goes away. Is there a way to make it?
Is that how that works? You think this skin comes from not sleeping? Okay. You think this bidet comes from staying up late at night? It doesn't.
15 seconds.
It comes from sitting all the time and staring at myself and wondering why I've done this to myself. I need to get home early to get my beauty sleep so I can wake up at 4 a.m. and think about all my bad choices.
Yes! That's 1 minute!
I don't think so, honey!
Yes!
Eliza
Skinner, what are you all even doing here? It is Tuesday night. We're almost done, so don't you worry. Next up, we have Solomon Georgia!
Solomon!
I love
Solomon.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh my gosh, Solomon, are we gonna do a pre-selected topic or the troll?
Oh, I will not. I'm too new. I don't know. Much. I've never done comedy before.
It's his first night doing comedy.
Yes, I'm pre-selected.
Okay. This is Solomon George's I Don't Think So Honey. His time starts now.
I do not think so, honey. White people acting black that think I will not call the police on them. Fuck that. I saw a white dude with cornrows beatboxing. I called the cops on his trifling ass. Because guess what? If we can't be black in public, you can't try to be black in public.
No.
Okay? And even better, you know what I sound like on the
30
phone?
30 seconds.
An upset white woman. Easily. Hi, this is Brittany. Oh, you're already on the way? Thank you so much.
15 seconds.
And I'm done with all of you. You can't... Black culture has been consumed to a $1 billion industry, and yet you cannot even tell your goddamn racist uncle to go fuck himself? No, I'm calling the cops on all of y'all.
5 seconds.
If I see you listen to Cardi B, I'm calling the cops on you.
That's 1 minute. Do not listen to Cardi B.
That's not for us.
Solomon Georgia, everybody.
Solomon.
You will go to prison. Do not cross, huh?
And now welcome to the stage, to the
Drew Drogi. Have some respect. Have some respect.
Have some respect.
Have some respect.
Have some respect. I'm 74.
Drew.
Another veteran, another
now,
veteran.
You hinted to me in an email that you would like to do the troll bowl.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with that. I'm
going to do the troll bowl. It is.
Let's do it, you guys.
I knew I just wanted one more troll bowl before the night was over. Okay, here we go.
Sure, troll bowl. Let's make it
Drew
happen.
Drew Drogi. Let's see. Your I Don't Think So Honey troll bowl topic is the television show Gilmore Girls. And your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Gilmore Girls, fucking slow down. You're talking so goddamn fast. It doesn't make you interesting. You're 3 years apart in age. You look exactly the same. It should be called the Gilmore fucking twins. Does anyone remember anything from the Gilmore Girls other than them like falling back onto like a lawn? Like, they were always like in like yards somewhere. And like Melissa McCarthy's a chef? In what world? In what universe? Bless your heart. Ain't that fun? Oh my God. And Kelly, what's her name? The mom who was in Dirty
Bishop,
Dancing.
15 seconds.
I mean, everybody, that show was just called, was just mayonnaise with shoes on.
5 seconds.
We don't need Gilmore Girls, just like we don't need, you know, anything else from that awful time in the 2000s. I don't think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute. The time in the 2000s should be banned.
Drew Drogi,
everyone. Red Kelly Bishop to Phil didn't even know her goddamn last name. Kelly Bishop.
He didn't
even
get to Alex Borstein in Gilmore Girls.
Kelly Bishop. Who knows Kelly Bishop? Wow.
Personally.
Bags.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Our final I Don't Think So Honey of the evening will be delivered to us by Naomi Ekberrigan.
Take the long way round, honey.
Take the long way around.
Another bad Naomi, take us
home. Oh my gosh, Naomi. Are we doing a priest like the topic or the troll bowl?
You know I got feeling.
Ah!
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay,
Your I Don't Think So Honey time begins now.
Okay, I don't think so, honey.
80 comics on one show, honey. Okay? Baby! Like Eliza said, you got to rest, okay? I've been sitting up in here since 8:15, honey. I might have a touch of swamp ass in my pants, honey. We ain't got no AC. I'm trying to make a bang happen. And it's about 11:35.
30 seconds.
Okay? It's too early in the week to be making mistakes, honey. We about to kill each other for the same fucking Uber when this shit is over, honey. You know we all up in here. 50 comics. We all need a goddamn moment to shine up in this shit, okay? This is not an NBC Stand Up for Diversity audition, honey. I need time to be me, bitch. I need time to be me.
And that's 1 minute.
And Naomi Ekberian. Oh my God, give it up for this group. The motherfuckers, Danielle Perez,
Eliza Skinner,
Solomon Giorgio,
Drew Drogi,
and Naomi Ekberigan.
Honestly, we have been noted. We have to change this goddamn format. But did you have fun tonight, though?
So did we. Thank you all so much for coming out. Give it up for all your comics. We're going to list them all in order right now.
Ray Sani,
Allison Rich,
Jeremy Byler,
Andrew Law,
Darcy Carden,
Sudie Green,
Fran Gillespie,
Dave Azzoni,
Greta Titelman,
Tim Murray,
Chabuki Young White,
Allie Dixon,
Janie Stolar,
Reed Bryce,
Rekha Shankar,
Haley Hepburn,
Billy Domino,
Mike Spence,
Andrew Farmer,
Emily Schmidt,
Ira Madison III,
Charles Rogers,
Jordan Firstman,
Teresa Lee,
Daniel Webb,
Guy Branum.
Keep clapping, you motherfucking
Keep clapping!
Idiots. What the fuck is wrong with you? Megan Gailey,
Blair Saki,
Kara Klang,
Alice Wetterland,
Veronica Osorio.
Keep going. Brendan Scannell.
Chris Schleicher.
Patrick Rogers.
Louis Rattel.
Joel Kim Booster.
Brendan. Oh my God. Where am I? Kirby Hall-Baptiste.
Samantha Morin.
Rhea. Oh my God.
Mo Welch. Mano Agapio.
Oscar Montoya.
Langan Kingsley.
Siobhan Thompson.
Rhea Butcher.
Glenn Buzan.
Brody Gupta.
Danielle Perez.
Eliza Skinner.
Solomon Giorgio.
Drew Drogi. And
Naomi
McPagan.
My name is Matt Rogers.
My name is Bo Yang. Have a great night. Good
Thank
luck with
you.
The Ubers, y'all. Good luck. Oh.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam. And liking our page on Facebook.